Hello, and welcome back to Mere Exposure. This is the first show of the new term, and I have a very special guest on with me today. Hello, Mr. Charlie Ramish Johnson.
Hello, Jelly. How's it going?
Not bad, not bad. How are you feeling?
Yeah, pretty good. A little bit nervous on my first radio edition, but quite excited as well. Yeah.
Yeah, you should be. Yeah. You absolutely should be. It is a good fun thing to do. We had a bit of a panic because I forgot to tell Charlie that you have to put all your songs on a USB, and then I got locked out of the studio because I can never remember the blooming code. So we've had a bit of a stressful 5 minutes, but we're all ready now to play you some lovely tunes. And we're going to do one of mine, one of yours, one of mine, one of yours till the end of the show. So it's not all about me for once. But the first track I have to play is by a band called Spring King. And they released their EP, They're Coming After You, on Monday, and this is the title track of the EP, so it's called They're Coming After You. And it is released, their record label that released it, it's called Handsome Dad Records. What a name. Would you like to be a handsome dad, Charlie?
I think, unfortunately, I might already be one.
Yeah. You might already be one.
No, you never know.
You never know.
Blimey. I'm joking. I'm not one, I promise.
Keeping it clean on a Wednesday at 7 p.m. But yeah, so, okay, apart from Charlie potentially being a handsome dad, these guys have been around since about 2012, but they're just beginning to get the wind in their sails a bit more. And they're one of the bands, like, really big bands to watch at South by Southwest this year, which is, like, a good festival for really upcoming up and coming bands, and they're playing at Live at Leeds most excitingly, which is next weekend. So if you haven't got a ticket for that, it's only £27. Will you be going, Charlie?
I'm actually on the workload at the moment, so
you're on the workload.
I'm kind of boring actually. I don't really do anything fun these days.
No, who does? Who does in third year? But anyway, so this is Spring King, and They're Coming After You.
They said
So that was Spring King with They're Coming After You. What did you make of that, Charlie?
I loved it, actually, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, really, really chilled out vibes.
It's good vibes, isn't it? It's good vibes. So the next song is Charlie's choice.
Yeah, so this is Joseph Salvat with Open Season. I only recently came across him, actually, only about 6 months back. My brother listens to a lot of French local radio. He sort of tunes into random parts of France radio online.
Is he in France?
No, he's in England at school. He just decides he wants to listen to online radio in France because he likes French music.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, although you say that, but then at the same time, France actually had to make a law that one French song has to be played out of every five because their music is so bad. And so he sort of sits there, trawls through all the English stuff, which he hates, and just listens to these, like, one random French song for the accordions and stuff. He really buzzes off.
But that's, yeah, it's a good way to find new music, I guess. Some new French music, yeah.
Well, as I said, he actually came across this song, which is actually a decent one, through going through that process. So, yeah, it's Joseph Salvat with Open Season.
We used to have it all planned. We thought we knew what it all looked like. We were looking out on the greatest view. We were raised to take a stand. We were raised to keep an open mind. We believed we'd just sail on through. Now I'm 100 miles an hour, sitting in my palace without any power, alone in the dark. We're alone in the dark. Thought we could always try a bit harder, but if the dice don't wanna roll in your favor, it falls apart. The fantasy falls apart. And this is open season. Time is up, time to be leaving. Head on down this very arbitrary road. Armor up and say prayers from underdog to millionaire. I heard you're better off on your own, but I ain't gonna face this hunt alone. So I've been needing you, and I know you've been needing me too. We're in this game together, we're in this game together. And I believe in you, and I know you believe in me too. We're in this game together, we're in this game together.
All the faces were forgotten, all the tracks we've given up. Only saw you for a moment. No, it was nowhere near enough. But I take it as it comes. I take it as I only can. I take it all and run where it goes. Cause this is open season. Time is up, time to be leaving. Head on down this very arbitrary road. And say your prayers from underdog to millionaires. I heard you're better off on your own, but I ain't gonna face this hunt alone. So I've been needing you, and I know you've been needing me too. We're in this game together, we're in this game together. And I believe in you, and I know you believe in me too. We're in this game together, we're in this game together. We're only here.
So that was Open Season by Joseph Salvat, chosen by Charlie's older brother, kind of. Or younger brother.
Younger brother.
So your younger brother's cooler than you, essentially.
He did stumble across it by listening to French Accordion.
Okay, yeah.
So
actually,
I don't know. It was a lucky chance, really.
A lucky find. Yeah. How many siblings do you have? Tell the world.
I have four, actually.
You have four?
Yeah, I've got quite a big family. I've got a brother and sister on my mum's side, and two brothers on my dad's side.
Very nice. If you had to say, who are you closest to? They're listening, so.
Yeah, and I'm not okay. Going to say that online. No way.
Live on air, alienating all your siblings.
Exactly. Well, apart from one.
Apart from, oh, well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, lovely.
Okay, next song, before we turn all of Charlie's family against him, is from a lady called, I think it's Tay Shi, but you can never know with these weird pronunciations, but she's a real dude, and the song is called Basically with a double S, because that's important, apparently.
That's cool.
Why not? Yeah, keep it real. And this track is from the EP Verd, which was released on the 10th of April. Her real name is Valerie Tayshia. So that's where she gets the Tay from. Interesting. Hadn't put that together till just now.
There you go. There you learn something new every day.
Every day, every moment. And she's from Buenos Aires, but currently based in Brooklyn. And I actually heard about her by, if you've listened to the show before, which obviously you have, Charlie.
Obviously, you're... Every week.
Every day.
I'm like your biggest fan.
Yeah,
your only fan.
Very true, very true. You and my mum. as Peg made abundantly clear when she came on the show. But yeah, I actually found out about this girl from a band called Babe Heaven, who are supporting her in on their London gig.
They're really good, actually.
Who, Babe Heaven?
Yeah, really, really good.
Do you like them?
Yeah, I've listened to a lot since you played it on your last show, actually.
They're really, really good, aren't they? Yeah. So they were my hot tip.
They were indeed.
Anyway, so yeah, moving on. This is Basically by Tay Shi. that was Tay She. I'm going to say it differently every time I say it, but what can you do? With Basically. Next one, we're over to Charlie again.
So this is Jaipur with Jasmine. I was actually introduced to this song by my dad, funnily enough.
Family is getting it so right with music.
I know. Well, my dad's actually, he actually owns a record label. So he introduced me to some cool music a lot.
Tell us all about that, because that's very cool.
He specialises in techno and reggae.
What's his record label?
It's Phoenix Records.
Very nice indeed.
Yeah, it's quite niche, quite random. But it's rubbed off on me. Like, I've actually recently decided that my dream before I leave university is to set up my own night with German techno in one room and reggae in the other.
I'll be there. 100%.
I've been workshopping some names. I mean, against popular demand, I am going to go forward with this. Like, you know, no one wants to hear
that
night.
I don't think it's against... I'll go to that night, definitely.
But I've worked on names. I've got Techno Woman No Cry. That's quite a good amalgamation. And the real fusion, I mean, this one I've set on, is pass a sausage to the left-hand side.
You should have brought these on. You absolutely should have put these on the show.
It's not over yet. I mean, I could definitely put... I don't want to give it all away now. This is my plug. This is why I'm here.
Okay,
girl.
Right,
I'm sorry.
Carry on with your plug. I don't want to interrupt.
That's pretty much it. I haven't really found anyone that wants to host it yet. No one wants to do my event.
Oh dear.
So if you're listening, Nightclubs of Leeds,
exactly.
Get on it.
I know a lot of people, which maybe says a lot about me, but I would know a lot of people that would come to that night. So I think we can get the troops in, definitely. So I'm a big Jaipur fan as well.
Yes.
Big Jaipur
absolutely
fan.
Banging.
Have you heard, actually that fits so well with one of mine coming up, because I'm going to play a guy called Clarence Clarity, who I think is quite similar to Jaipur. So, listeners, keep your ears out for that later on. But this is Charlie's Choice, Jasmine by Jaipur. absolutely love a bit of Jaipur. He's so, you know, did you know, I always tell this story whenever we're talking about Jaipur, but he, I'm not actually, it's never properly come out whether it was intentional, but I don't think it was, but he had that whole album leaked onto the
stolen, wasn't it?
And so then everyone was like, did you get it when it was like all and they're all half finished?
No, I didn't actually, I didn't download it.
So I was like, oh my God, yeah, he's released an album. This is amazing. Like, downloaded it and then was listening to it and I was like, oh, this is lazy. Half of them aren't on. And then the XL released a thing being like, this was not us. It's been stolen, blah, blah, blah. And now he hasn't released anything since.
No, I know. It's not, I don't know why people do that, though. It's just like, if you enjoy the artist, why do you want to ruin the, why do you want to ruin it?
Exactly. You know? That is exactly my, like, it just ruins it for everyone else.
Yeah.
I feel so... imagine him being like, oh, no, my album's on the internet and I didn't put it there.
All that work for it as well.
Exactly. So, whoever did steal it, if you're listening, me and Charlie and Mum. Mum.
It was you, Mum.
Not again. You've done this to so many artists. But yeah, what a dweeb. Let's move on from that horrible person. I wonder who it was. If I find them one day, I'm going to show them. But yeah, so my next track is... he's actually not that unknown. So Charlie wanted to end the show with a track. He thought it'd be really funny to go on and do a track that everyone knows really well and be like, oh yeah, you guys
are really cool
person.
Guys you'll never have heard of. Bang, One Direction, come on.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine that. Oh dear. But now that one of them's gone, we can't listen to One Direction anymore.
No, it's true.
Well, did you have to take a day off work, Charlie, because you're so upset?
My sister told me, and we took the morning off skiing to grieve. and then we listened to all our favourite Zayn tracks.
Of course, yeah. Oh, you know, I didn't know his name, but so you clearly were upset by it.
Yeah, no, I was actually quite deeply cut by that.
Yeah, it's been a hard Easter for us Zayn lovers. Anyway, yeah, so this is by a guy called Jack Garrett, who was on BBC Introducing Sound of 2015, blah, 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 played all their like little festivals and is now getting quite big. But I went to see him I've talked about him quite a lot on the show, but I don't think I've actually ever played him. And I went to see him last term, but I went to see the band that was supporting him. I didn't know anything about him. And I was literally absolutely blown away. I haven't been that impressed by someone live for a long time. It was absolutely insane. And then I went away and bought his EP. And this is Worry off the EP Remnants, and see what you think.
My nights are broken up by the sounds of women I'll never meet. And when my eyes are closed, I can start to feel you staring at me. Side of my bed has always left me feeling stuck in between. Everything I know and all the lies I tell myself so I can sleep. Pick apart the pieces you left and don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Try and give yourself some rest and let me worry about it. Let me worry about it. You came around to say that you've been away like I hadn't known. As if I don't wake up every single day not seeing you go. As if this moon of ours only shines a half to make me feel whole. As if I haven't felt your breath in every step I take when the wind blows. The pieces you left, and don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Try and give yourself some rest and let me worry about it. Let me worry about it. Pick apart
the pieces you left. And don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Try and give yourself some rest. And let me worry about it. Let me worry about it.
That was Jack Garrett with Worry. And the next one up is another Charlie's Choice. I like saying Charlie's Choice. It really rings off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's better than Sophie's Choice.
Yeah, that's a sad film.
I haven't actually seen it. Isn't it a book first?
Is it?
Classic youth of today, knowing the film, not the book.
I don't know, the only thing I've got it from is reference from friends where Rachel says, like, Sophie's Choice. Yeah, I've never actually seen it myself either. I think it's about, like, someone having to leave their baby or something behind.
Yeah,
it's between, quite a hard choice, in fairness.
It's between, I think it's, yeah. When you think about it, to be fair.
I think she's got to
choose between her son and her daughter. So, tell us about your next track.
So, this is Colour by Wild Club. I can't remember the lead singer's name, but he basically was working as a part-time waiter, part-time musician in Brooklyn. Couldn't afford any rent, obviously, because it's not New York City, etc.
Yeah, classic.
So moved to Nashville, where all the cool singers come from.
All the cool kids
Ovs.
Go. Ovs.
Totes Ovs.
Totes Amaze, yeah.
And then basically set this band out there, and within 2 years was absolutely smashing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here we go. This is Colour by Wild Cub.
Love we wanted.
I like that a lot. That was good. A good find.
Yeah, it's a good tune.
Yeah, very good tune. Very good tune. That wasn't from your father or your brother.
No, that was a me find.
That was all you.
Yeah.
Nice, 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 nice. Okay, so this next one is the one that I was just saying. The guy's quite similar to Jai Paul. And he's called Clarence Clarity. Have you heard of him?
I actually haven't.
No. Well, now you're gonna. And he's super weird. Like, it's completely genre-defying, this music. And it's like, if at a push, I would put it in R&B. But this track isn't. This is off his EP, which came out a while back. But his album came out in March, I think. And that's really like, it's like lots of R&B samples and stuff. And then it's just this weird smash over the top of it.
He's probably quite like Sean Paul then. He's going to sound a lot like Sean Paul. Yeah, I'm excited.
He's not. Yeah, well, maybe. R&B maybe.
Tracks.
But I'll be interested to see if you like it, because it does massively polarise opinions across the board. So you can be honest. You don't have to like it, Charlie.
Okay.
Just to impress me.
It's not like Sean Paul, I won't like it. I'm joking. You rubbish.
Why didn't you bring on some Sean Paul?
Oh, God, I know. Like, no one's ever heard that.
Zayn and Sean Paul, your two favourite artists, is coming at us in this radio
Brilliant.
Session.
I've come across super cool, as always.
As always. Picking up the ladies. Okay, so this is... This is Exaltations by Clarence Clarity.
In life, as we are, in the veil.
Heavenly Father, help me to need it, help me to clean it, my exaltation.
It's a weird one.
It is, yeah. I mean, it takes Jaipul to a new level with the bit that people hate about Jaipul, if they're going to hate him, which is obviously stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if they are going to hate him, that's everything why they put into one song.
Yeah.
Personally, no, I actually really enjoyed it there. I thought it was great.
It is. It is. My dad calls him Clackety Clackety, as I was telling Charlie, which kind of illuminates you to what the rest of the album's like. but no, I actually think... I absolutely love that track, but I know that it's a difficult one to get on board with. But even if you didn't like that, I would really suggest going and listening to the album, because it's a tiny bit more accessible than that. And it is just, it's like nothing you would have ever heard before, even with Jaipul in the wings. So to anybody who liked that, go and give Clarence Clarity's Know Now a cheeky listen. And then we're back onto Charlie's choice.
So this is... Smooth Jazz All-Stars. I came across these guys because actually at school my teacher used to let us work to jazz music in the background.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I was in the library. I was like, well, it's before I knew about your amazing radio show, Jazz, which obviously I work to now.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, doing all the reruns and stuff. But yeah, I was trying to find some cool jazz music to listen to work to, and then came across these guys on Spotify. They basically take like modern songs and just do a complete jazz remix of it. So it's not really that jazzy in the sense that it's not free-flowing and random. It's just quite... melodic, but you know, sense of instruments is really good.
That's yeah. really cool. Yeah, that sounds really cool. Good. I actually can't work though if I have any distractions in the background.
Really?
Yeah, everyone's like, you should work with classical music, but I have to have silence.
I need it. I get so bored otherwise by myself in the library. Just like sat there quietly doing nothing. It's like, okay, put on some bangers.
It's true, but otherwise I drift off with the music. I get so like, but anyway, that's just me not being able to multitask. What an awful woman. okay, so here we go.
Say that me as well. I'm great at multitasking. What?
You're such a woman. Oh, our feminist philosophy cheetah would not like that, would she?
No, stereotyping. We're stereotyping seriously right now.
Sorry, Heather Logue.
Knowledge, I don't know her name.
Yeah, pay attention, Charlie. Anyway, this is another one of Charlie's choice, and I hope you all like it. I thoroughly enjoyed that. That was some smooth jazz right there. That was most enjoyable. But again, I still don't think I could work to it. But I'll let you off.
Cheers. I can work to you chatting away, Gel. So
I know. Yeah.
Work to anything really.
Like. Oh, exactly. I don't know. I don't know why you do. But I am grateful as my one other listener. So I bet with you coming on and all your B-knock.
I've been social mediaing everything today. I've been, been tweeting,
yeah,
Instagramming,
Revining,
Facebooking.
Vining. Yeah. You got to do it.
We can do this for hours. We've done it before.
We have done it before. We don't have time.
No.
We don't have the time.
That was a 20-minute joke we did once.
we were loving that so much. No laughing as well. We just
went for it. Peg didn't understand what was going on. I mean, after 20 minutes, she just interrupted and was like, sorry.
Yeah, she was like, guys, just shut up. For those who don't know what me and Charlie are talking about, we genuinely had a 20-minute riff joke on how much we love social media, and it just it wasn't funny for anyone else involved.
I favourited that joke.
I retweeted it and then rewinded it. Oh dear, no, let's not get into that.
No.
Moving swiftly on, the next track I have is a jungle remix of Shura, and it was on our playlist. In fact, it might even still be on our playlist, but it was on our playlist a long time ago. But it didn't get very much recognition at all, so it gets to be played on Mere Exposure. And it's so good. Shura is amazing, Jungler amazing, so it's a real dream collaboration, and it's so jungly. Like they haven't lost the Shura-ness of it, but you can hear from the off that it's jungle. So see what you think. This is the jungle remix of Indecision. What did you think of that?
thought it was really good, actually.
It's really good,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, it's really... It's telling me we can really, like, still feel the jungle vibe behind it.
Completely, yeah, yeah. Shura is definitely one to go away and listen to if you like that as well. She's really, really good. Back to Charlie's Choice. And I'm going to miss not saying that next week.
So that's a soundbite, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. We should make a little ad reel for it. Just my voice. No, no one would like that. No one. I thought it through and I thought no.
Nah.
So what have you got next, Charlie?
So this is Smoke and Jackal, No Tell. I first came across Smoke and Jackal in first year, actually. When it just came out, yeah. I was right on the, you know, on the hipster vine there. Got it. I found it first.
Cutting nice. Edge, yeah. Disclaimer, you found it
just
first.
Just so you all know. basically, it's the bassist from Kings of Leon. And the lead,
really?
Yeah, and the lead singer of Norma, and they were both out in Nashville, obviously, as all the best musicians are.
We've established.
And they basically, they came together and just, like, you know, went like, right, we're leaving all the egos at the door. I really like your music. You like mine. Let's jam and see what happens.
That's so cool. I had no idea that that Kings of Leon he'd split off and done anything else.
I didn't realize it for a while, actually, but. Yeah, and then they came up with a Smoke and Jackal, put it on SoundCloud, and it went down a storm. So they've made quite a few hits since.
Okay, cool. Well, here we go. This is Smoke and Jackal with No Tell.
Here we go. She.
that I could hear Kings of Leon in that. I don't know whether I was just thinking that I could, because man, I actually couldn't, but I could. that's my summary on that track.
you should write a report on that. Post it to the Times, see what they think.
Oh dear. Okay, I think that is pretty much all we have time for. So thank you so much, Charlie,
for having me on, Jelly. It's been awesome.
It was so much fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've loved it.
You'll have to come on again one time, sometime. And I will leave you all with one of the most beautiful songs I've heard in a long time. It's good old Marika Hackman. It's a cover of Joanna Newsom's 81, but it's absolutely amazing. So I will see you... Well, I won't see anybody because it's the radio, but I will be back next week. Oh, actually, I do have one thing to say about next week. I'm going to be playing potentially all of, I'm not sure yet, but at least two or three tracks off the Japanese House's new EP.
Excellent.
Literally, like, I haven't been that excited about an artist for such a long time. And
I'm definitely
she deserves listening. She deserves all the exposure she can get because she's just so special. So tune in next week if you like the Japanese House. And this is Marika Hackman with 81.
Try.